So let's review. The Gemara gives a siman that lists seven things that it will now explain. Rechayiv, Teva, Vesakim, Efer, Kavura, Umariya, Siman. Rechayiv, Lama Yaitzin L'Rechayiv. Chibar Abba says, by going out to the town square, we are declaring, Zahak Nubitzinu, Veloina Neinu, Nevazatz Meinu, Befarhesya. We cried out in private in the shul, and were not answered. Let us humiliate ourselves in public. Rish Lakish says they do this to show Galinu. Galeseinu mikaperes aleinu. We have exiled ourselves from the shul. Let our exile atone for us. Teva. V'lo mitzin es ha-teva l'rechayv shalir. Shimon Levi said, we bring out the ark into the town square to show Kaleitzinua ha-yulanu v'nizbaz abavineinu. We had a private vessel, and it has been shamed through our sins. Sakim. V'lo mimiskasim misakim. Chibar Abba says, we wear sackcloth to show harei anu chashuvim kebehema. We're like animals. And Rashi explains, since sackcloth is made from goat's hair. Efer. V'lo mimiskasim efer mikla gabe teva. Pshutim Pazi says, we place ashes on the ark because of the idea conveyed in the pasuk, imay anoich b'tzar, I am with him in distress. Shlakish says it conveys another pasuk, b'chol tzarasim leitzar, in all of their distress, he Hashem is in distress. Rabbi Zeri said that when he once saw the rabbis putting ash on the ark, mizdazeh li kuli gufay, my entire body trembled. Efer, v'lom anoisin efer b'reish kol echad v'echad. Each person puts ash on their own head for one of two reasons. Anu chashuvim lefanecha k'efer. We are considered like ash before you, Hashem. K'dei sheyizkor lanu efer shel Yitzchak, so that Hashem remember the ashes of Akedas Yitzchak for our sake. Kavura, lama yitzin lebeis hakvaras. We go out to the cemetery on a fast day for one of two reasons. Anu chashuvim lefanecha k'mesim. We're considered like corpses before you, Hashem. So that the deceased will beg for mercy on our behalf. Umariya, my Har Maria. Har Maria is called by this name for one of two reasons. Har Shiyotzim Imenu Hirali Israel. It is the mountain from which teaching went out to Israel. Har Shiyotzim Imenu Moyu Levdi Gechavim. It is the mountain from which fear came out to the idolaters. The Mishnah said, Hazokin Shebehen Oim Lefnein Dibi Kavushin. Abrais elaborates, Im yesh zaken v'hu chacham, oimer zaken v'hu chacham. V'mlav, oimer chacham. V'mlav, oimer adam shel tzura. If there's an elder who is a tamo chacham, he should speak. If there's no elder, a young scholar should speak. If there's no scholar, a man of stature should speak. As the Mishnah said, he tells them, Achinu, our brothers. Le'nem abanchi ninveh v'yar alikim es sakam es tanisam. El v'yar alikim es maseyim ki shovim edarkam arah. Regarding the people of Nineveh, it does not say, and Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Rather, it says, and Hashem saw their deeds, that they had repented their evil ways. The Mishnah then said, Emdo b'tfilo, meridin lefne ha-teva zokin v'rogel v'yesh li'banim u'beisirekim, k'dei she'he li b'shol m'tfilo. When they begin to daven Shemin Esrei, they send down before the ark an older man who is accustomed to leading the prayers, one who has children, and whose house is empty, so that his heart should be completely involved with the prayers. The Gemara cites a braisa that it is most important that he be an Adam HaRogel, someone who is experienced. The Gemara adds other fine attributes that, if possible, it is preferable that he have them. The Gemara cites a braisa that after they expanded Re'eino V'Anyenu, which concludes with Misha Ones Avraham Bahar Maria, Huyana Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzakaschem Yom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Gol Yisrael, and after each of the six additional brachas, B'chol bracha o bracha be'achas oimer taku o be'achas oimer hariyu. The Chazan HaKnesses says in alternating fashion, tiku b'nei aron tiku, and they blow, tikiya trua tikiya, or hariyu b'nei aron hariyu, and they blow, trua tikiya trua. The Gemara next cites a machlekes regarding the conclusion and response of these brachas. The Chacham hold that the chasima, the conclusion is baruch ato Hashem, goel Yisrael, and the response is amen, as to all brachas. Reb Chalafta, Reb Chananya, Ben Tradin hold that the conclusion of the bracha and the response is as in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shlich Tzibra says, Baruch Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael Min Oilam Ad Oilam Baruch Gel Yisrael. And the people respond with, Baruch Hashem Kivay Machusi Leilam Vod. V'chein Hinnig Reb Chalafta B'tzipari, Reb Chananya Ben Tradin B'sichni. This was indeed their custom. However, Ukshabadavar Yitzchak Chachamim Amru, L'hayu Noigin Kein El B'shari Mizrach V'har Abayis. This was said exclusively in the Beis HaMikdash, at the Eastern Gate, and on the Temple Mount. We do not respond with Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. It is derived from the following pasuk: Kumu baruches Hashem lekeichem in the oilam ad oilam, v'yivaruch Hashem kevedecha mareim al kol baracha usahila. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Huda Omer, lahayitzarach laim ezachreinus v'sheifaras, ela Omer tachtein rav kiya ba'aretz deva kiya ashtra hayu d'var Hashem l'yirmiyo al d'rabbi tzaras. Peter replaces Zechariah and Shifras with these two passages from the prophets. Lefishain Aimim Zechariah and Shifras El Barish Hashanah Ubiyavlis Ubishas Mochama. Zechariah and Shifras are recited only on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur of Yevil, and in time of war.